Asha, The Return of She by H. Rider Haggard. Introduction. Verily and indeed it is the unexpected that happens. Probably if there is one person upon the earth from whom the editor of this and of a certain previous history did not expect to hear again, that person was Ludwig Horace Holly. This too for a good reason. He believed him to have taken his departure from the earth. When Mr. Holly last wrote, many, many years ago, it was to transmit the manuscript of She and to announce that he and his ward, Leo Vinci, the beloved of the divine Asha, were about to travel to Central Asia in the hope, I suppose, that there she would fulfill her promise and appear to them again. Often I have wondered, idly enough, what happened to them there, whether they were dead, or perhaps droning their lives away as monks in some Tibetan lamasery, or studying magic and practicing asceticism under the tuition of the Eastern masters, trusting that thus they would build a bridge by which they might pass to the side of their adored immortal. Now, at length, when I had not thought of them for months, without a single warning sign, out of the blue, as it were, comes the answer to these wonderings. To think, only to think, that I, the editor aforesaid, from its appearance suspecting something quite familiar and without interest, pushed aside that dingy, unregistered brown paper parcel, directed in an unknown hand, and for 2 whole days let it lie forgotten. Indeed, there it might be lying now. Had not another person been moved to curiosity, and opening it, found within a bundle of manuscript badly burned upon the back, and with this, 2 letters addressed to myself. Although so great a time had passed since I saw it, and it was shaky now because of the author's age or sickness, I knew the writing at once. Nobody ever made an H with that peculiar twirl under it except Mr. Holly. I tore open the sealed envelope, and sure enough, the first thing that my eye fell upon was the signature L.H. Holly. It is long since I read anything so eagerly as I did that letter. Here it is.
My dear sir, I have ascertained that you still live, and strange to say, I still live also, for a little while. As soon as I came in touch with civilization again, I found a copy of your book, She, or rather of my book, and read it, first of all in a Hindustani translation. My host, he was a minister of some religious body, a man of worthy but prosaic mind, expressed surprise that a wild romance should absorb me so much. I answered that those who have wide experience of the hard facts of life often find interest in romance. Had he known what were the hard facts to which I alluded, I wonder what that excellent person would have said. I see that you carried out your part of the business well and faithfully. Every instruction has been obeyed. Nothing has been added or taken away. Therefore, to you, to whom some 20 years ago I entrusted the beginning of the history, I wish to entrust its end also. You were the first to learn of she who must be obeyed, who from century to century sat alone, clothed with unchanging loveliness in the sepulchres of Kor, waiting till her lost love was born again, and destiny brought him back to her. It is right, therefore, that you should be the first to learn also of Asha, Hesia, and Spirit of the Mountain. The priestess of that oracle, which, since the time of Alexander the Great, has reigned between the flaming pillars in the sanctuary, the last holder of the scepter of Hes or Isis upon the earth. It is right also that, to you, first among men, I should travel the mystic consummation of the wondrous tragedy which began at Kor, or perchance far earlier in Egypt and elsewhere. I am very ill. I have struggled back to this old house of mine to die, and my end is at hand. I have asked the doctor here, after all is over, to send you the record, that is, unless I change my mind and burn it first. You will also receive, if you receive anything at all,